Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Oh, hey, chickens. I'm back. I know it seems like the only episode was just before, but that was ages ago. That was before the Sea Devils. Now it's after the Sea Devils, and it's weeks later. Anyway, things are good. I'm still a bit behind in some stuff, but we'll get on top of it. The Curse of the Black Spot has been strangely popular with everyone, which I kind of am surprised about, but delighted by. I'm loving Pirate Month. James sent me a message on Twitter with a life hack to point out that port has four letters and so does left. Oh my God. I think I've heard that one before and it's never stuck in my head. Anyway, I'm glad my confessions about having to hold my hands up when I'm driving has not freaked everyone out. And now I know the difference between port and starboard. Port is on the left. Hey. But I guess it's only on the left if you're facing forward. That's the other thing. You can't really turn around in a car. You can't be facing the wrong way with the steering wheel. So I guess that's why they have port and starboard, because it's like if it's on the left, it's like, yeah, but I'm facing the other way. The left is the front now. Oh, my God. I imagine that's some ridiculous boat-based shenanigans have incurred that. There was a lovely message from Kim who said, here's some random thoughts generated while rewatching The Curse of the Black Spot. And Kim watched it on DVD. I know. It's so analog. Can we henceforth refer to Hugh Bonneville's character as Captain Downton? I think I did. Oh no, I think I called him Captain Lord Crawley or Captain Earl of Grantham. And Kim thought it was the Liam Cunningham as Captain episode, but that's Cold War from season 7, mixing up her legendary English bearded actors. I do love Liam Cunningham, like a lot. Like The Onion Knight is one of my favorites. Like I even watched this like kind of boring space colony show that he was in just because he was in it. Kim says, oh, I've missed Matt Smith. Heart eyes, hashtag my first doctor. His goofy smile, his turn of phrase, a green singing shark in an evening gown. Who's been sleeping in my gun room? And the green Sonic, the same sound as Tans, but it looked much cooler. I did like that green Sonic. It was so weighty. You know, there was you could buy a gesture-based remote control, universal remote control that was based on that Sonic screwdriver. And I was like, oh, I want one. But it was like hundreds of dollars. And it probably wouldn't work with my television, which is usually the case. Kim says, love a bit of cosplay, Amy in the pirate suit. There was more swash and buckle in the first 10 minutes of this episode than the whole of the Sea Devils. Yeah, it was kind of like we were promised pirates in the Legend of the Sea Devils. And we did not get much pirating. And I mean, they were COVID pirates, obviously, because they're all hiding from one another. Like, it was just a lot of bare decks. Yeah, it just felt a little bit like, this is all we can afford to do with our budget for parody. Although, as Kim points out, yet another pirate ship without a crew by the end of Curse of the Black Spot. Oh, the eye patch lady, the old subplot through the whole season trick, so well executed. See also the pregnant, not pregnant scan bit at the end. Yeah, and it was just kind of like a little touch in this episode. It wasn't, you know, leaning on anything. Although there's a lot, like this season, season six has a lot of big moment episodes. Which we'll get on to. Alien boogies. I got to think that they're as bad as troll boogies. And that ending, cry face. I remember crying the first time I saw it. And even this time when I knew the outcome, I still teared up. Oh, Amy and Rory, the love, the resurrection. And as we all lost it over last week's trailer, it was awesome to see the preview for The Doctor's Wife, one of my all-time favorite episodes. In fact, we may have to watch that whole season again. Looking forward to hearing yours and everyone else's thoughts, and apologies for all the exclamation points. No, do not apologize, Kim. I love an exclamation point. I use them all the time. Yeah, The Doctor's Wife, I've kind of been thinking of watching it because I recently have gone back and reread the whole of Neil Gaiman's Sandman comics. Like, I was listening to, in between my big finishes, I've been listening to the Sandman audio play. Like, they've done at Audible. It's like 22 hours of full cast audio with like James McAvoy is in it. Jeffrey Wright plays Destiny, because Jeffrey Wright has to, of course, appear in every single pop cultural phenomenon. He's like, what is he? He's Commissioner Gordon now. He's Felix Leiter in James Bond. He's the Watcher at Marvel. Like, he needs to be in everything. And he's Bernard in Westworld. So, yeah, I've been listening to that. And it's like the cast is amazing. Like, Joanna Lumley is Joanna Constantine. It's berserk. But and strange. Like, David Tennant is also in it. He plays Loki. But, yeah, so listening to that, I was like, oh, it's kind of missing something. And I don't love Neil Gaiman's narrating. It just sounds kind of like, you know, I've written something amazing. Let me read to you how good it is. But I went back and read the comic and I was like, oh, that's right. This is a really good comic book. Like, it's just, yeah, I'm not loving the audio. It makes me love Big Finish even more, if that helps. Speaking of Big Finish, there are a couple of new episodes over at Patreon where I've watched The Mind of the Hodiak, the Russell T. Davis story that he wrote when he was a kid. He wrote the first episode and then it was finished for the audio. But, you know, great cast, very good fun. Stars Colin Baker and Bonnie Langford, so you can hear that. If you're a Patreon subscriber, patreon.com/AdamRichard. We also have a message here about Curse of the Black Spot from Kendall on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group. Ryan and I watched Curse of the Black Spot the other day and listened to episode one of the Theory podcast recap last night. As you mentioned, fabulous Adam Richard, this episode was originally sandwiched between some big classic whoppers. So I think when I first watched it, I was quite underwhelmed. But all these years later, I found it to be a really good standalone bit of Doctor Who fun. I'm looking forward to listening to the next podcast. The important news is that we took your advice, Adam, and watched Muppet Treasure Island last night for the first time. Grinning face! We were already tossing up what to watch for movie night, and then your recommendation for Muppet Treasure Island was so convincing. What choice did we have? It was, of course, hilarious. So thank you. And then there are some choice lines from the movie, such as big fat ugly bug face eating baby eating O'Brien. Dead Tom's dead. Long John shot him. But Dead Tom's always been dead. That's why he's called Dead Tom. Oh. It's such a fun movie. Like, it is just, it's, yeah. There's a bunch of people have been messaging me on Twitter with Muppet Treasure Island business because they've all gone and watched it now. And it's just, it is so deliciously silly. Matt, one of our Patreon subscribers, has said it's not as good as Muppet Christmas Carol. But I tried to point out that, you know, you can watch Muppet Treasure Island for the other 11 months of the year without, you know, fear of kind of, you know, when you watch a Christmas movie outside of Christmas, it feels weird. Like, I've got this great Connie Willis book, which is just all Christmas short stories. And I kind of like, I'm like, oh, I want to reread that again. I'm like, oh, I can't read it now. It's August. I'll wait. It's like I even, people in Australia often do Christmas in July, and I find it a bit weird because I'm like, I don't mind the food because it's winter and it's cold, and you know it's good to have that kind of hearty meal in the cold wintry business. But I just feel weird doing Christmas business outside of Christmas hours. I don't know what's wrong with me. Even though, like, Christmas in Australia is berserk because it's, like, you know, 35 degrees and it's sunny and we're having barbecues and, you know, wearing shorts and thongs, flip-flops if you're in the UK. Sorry to give you a terrible visual image of me standing beside a barbecue wearing nothing but a G-string. Thongs in certain parts of the world are G-strings, and no one wants to think of me getting fat spattered on me wearing nothing but underpants. No, I've got other clothes on. It's like, I said I had shorts on. But yeah, we've got heaps more coming, like heaps of reactions to The Curse of the Black Spot, including a massive email that I do not have time to get into now because the music has started. All right, next episode, more reactions to The Curse of the Black Spot.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.